Good morning and welcome back to the Oakland Radio Program here on WKAC. I'm Caleb White, member of the Oakland Church of Christ, and we continue our study this morning looking at our attitudes. We've talked so far about what our attitude needs to be when sudden change comes in our life. We think about the year that we've had, and I'm sure a lot, each and every one of you have had changes that have come rapidly in your life. And we looked at some examples from the Old Testament on their attitudes when things changed for them really quickly, and the right kind of attitude that they had, and the examples that we can look at to have the right kind of attitude always in our lives. Today we want to look at our attitudes towards one another. When we think about the year 2020 and we think about the coronavirus and everything that's kind of happened and got us to where we are with the elections and this, that, and the other, what's our attitudes been towards each other? What's our attitude been towards other Christians? What's our attitude been towards, you know, our friends, our employers, our fellow employees, you know, our co-workers? What's our attitude been towards our family? We have to ask ourselves those questions. Do we have an attitude of grace? Or do we have an attitude of mercy? Are we having the right kinds of conversations? Are we having the right things happening when we're talking about one another and our attitudes towards one another? You know, you can think about the Pharisee and the tax collector in Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14, where it says, he spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, "God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess." And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." We see the attitude of the Pharisee here, and he's like, "God, I thank you. I'm not like all these other people that are around me. I'm not like this, that, or the other, and especially this tax collector." And his attitude was in the wrong place. When he saw where the tax collector was, he saw that the tax collector was afar off, and he was praying to God as well. You know, he needed to have the right mindset and the right attitude towards his fellow brother here. And his outlook may very much be how our outlook may be. But we have to, as Christians, we have to have an attitude and a heart of love for one another. 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter and verse 1 says, 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 1 says, "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal." Basically, it's saying there that I can do this, that, or the other, but if I don't have any love, I'm just making a bunch of noise. Also in 1 John chapter 4, if you're following along with me this morning, 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 11, it says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another." Our attitudes towards each other needs to be an attitude of love. Yes, we may not agree on a lot of things. You know, we may not agree on some things, and we may have different political views or views on the government or views on this and views on coronavirus and views on who needs to wear a mask and who doesn't need to wear a mask. Any different things. Our attitudes towards each other has to be an attitude of love and compassion towards one another. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 8 says, "And above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling, as each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God." We need to, each one of us has a gift, and that we need to minister to one another with love towards one another. And if, with this kind of attitude, it'll lead to action. You know, I can tell someone that I love them all day, but if I don't show them and put it into action, they're just going to be words. And we think about John 3 and verse 16, that says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." So that's what our attitudes need to be towards one another. That's all the time that we have for this morning. Look forward to talking with you again tomorrow. Thank you and have a blessed day.